Imagine being able to explain your leadership philosophy on one piece of paper, a simple 8.5 by 11 inch summation of all you are and all you want to be as a leader. How powerful would it be to have a discussion about that single page with the members of your team? They would be thrilled to have just one page to read, understand, and internalize. Envision how that one page could simplify and clarify how you want your team members to conduct themselves. Think about how impressed candidates and new hires would be if they could quickly understand your standards, expectations, and goals easily and from one single solitary page. I have had the privilege of working with leaders at companies large and small across many industries, functions, and levels. And the one major commonality across that broad range of experience is the challenge they face: how to clearly, succinctly articulate who they are as leaders, and then lead according to that individual leadership philosophy on a daily basis. There is no shortage of great thinking on leadership, but the application of those thoughts to everyday leadership situations is challenging, especially in corporate environments. The study of leadership can be daunting. There are massive tomes written on the subject. It is taught in universities and MBA programs. Entire fields of study are dedicated to leadership. Companies create massive corporate programs and universities to foster it in their associates. Yet, despite all that, leaders in the trenches still find it difficult to define their own personal style of leadership. It seems even harder to master the day-to-day application of the leadership philosophy they espouse. Here's the thing, it's really not that hard. Leadership is an intensely personal sport. Every leader is different. But one thing all leaders have in common is the need to understand, articulate, and continuously improve their leadership philosophy, and do so in a simple, straightforward way. We have difficulty nailing down our leadership philosophies because we focus too much on the output of the process, a leadership philosophy, and not enough on understanding how to generate that output. This fixation on output leads us to produce cookie-cutter constructs for what a good leadership philosophy looks like. Leaders develop the mindset, if my philosophy doesn't look like the philosophies of other leaders, it must be wrong. With that mindset, leaders end up constructing philosophies that are eerily similar to those of every other leader around them. Leaders who do this become followers under that approach, and the resulting philosophies tend to use excessive amounts of jargon and buzzwords. Those kinds of philosophies reveal nothing about the personality or true beliefs of the leader, and therefore do little to establish a trust-based relationship between the leader and the led. When leaders follow a philosophy that is not truly their own, it can cause them to act like someone they are not. If they claim to believe in such a philosophy but stay true to themselves, they can end up behaving in ways that are inconsistent with the philosophy they profess to follow. These inconsistencies can create confusion and mistrust between the leaders and their teams. The Leadership Maxims approach reverses that dynamic. It acknowledges a simple truth: people are complex and multidimensional. It states that the method for defining one's leadership philosophy is common to all leaders, but the output of that process is as varied as the shapes of snowflakes. By accepting that your philosophy can and should be dramatically different from those of others, you free yourself from artificial buzzwords, and you avoid the meaningless corporate speak everyone can see through in an instant. The Leadership Maxims approach helps you articulate who you really are as a leader versus who you think the organization wants you to be. This consistency between the leader's philosophy and actions builds trust among the leader and his team and reduces confusion about the leader's expectations and standards. When this occurs, the team can focus on their jobs rather than wasting time and energy trying to figure out their leader. What I'm going to share with you can be your leadership secret, although as part of the process, you are expected to share this secret with others. I have personally used and taught this approach for years, and it has been a powerful tool for improving myself and my performance. My own perspective has been